Welcome back to the Booze Buddy Update for Friday, June 3rd of 2022. Today, talking about low ABV winners, donut day pairings, and a clearly different drink. It's brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero-cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posandzero.com today. Well, AB InBev recently said they were off track with their low-alcohol and no-alcohol beers. But many breweries aren't, and here's a list of available ones ranked from worst to best. Use your own judgment in that. While there are some great ones, though, missing, like the collection from Zero Gravity, it's a good cross-section of brews. Most of these do clock in at 0.5%, so it's mostly a low alcohol list, though there are a few that appear to be truly alcohol-free. I don't want to give away the top one, but I will tell you that Dogfish Head, Brooklyn Brewery, and Sam Adams all have one that's near the top of the list, so plenty of well-known brands, and a few that could be new to you as well. Check it out at the link, of course, in the show notes. How do you cap off a week of wine, cocktail, and beer pairings with barbecue and picnic pairing sides? Well, donuts and beers, of course. It's National Donut Day. Whether you paid for them or chose to go pick some up for free, yeah, a lot of places are giving out locally free donuts, there's a donut out there for your favorite beer beverage. Though this list focuses on beers, there is one cider in there. It's an oldie and a goodie. It seems that after this infographic came out, everyone seemed to just stop making lists of the two. So here it is. Stop by your donut shop, your bottle shop, and celebrate maybe with the juiciness of an NEIPA, a classic donut with cider, or a Boston cream with, you know what, I'm not going to tell you that one. I'm going to let you find out for yourself. You'll have to check out the show notes and the article. Of course, there are some beers that already have donuts that have been, like, brewed into them, and maybe even holding one onto this day. Cheers to you if you are one of those people. For the rest of us, check out the link that is in the show notes. And many cocktails are bit to, you know, show off a little color here, a little garnish there, maybe a fancy little umbrella, or perhaps a plastic sword that suspends a skewered fute either across the glass or in the drink. Well, this drink does just the opposite, and you can call it the Invisible, or Quattro Bianchi, which translates to the Four Whites. The closest thing to it might be a Long Island iced tea, but Italian style. It's strong and might be why in part it was shrugged off by many bartenders in a similar way, as the Long Island iced teas were until it struck a chord with the population, and now it seems to be back. If you want to try your hand at the simple drink and learn a bit more about its history too, check out the story that is, of course, linked in the show notes. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. And I'll be back again on Monday.